I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR. Wildlife Resources report. You know, when bow season opened last weekend, it got everybody excited naturally, but don't get so excited that you forget about the small game hunting opportunities all across the state of West Virginia. I'll talk a little more about those coming up in a moment. It's hard to believe, but at one time, the squirrel was West Virginia's most popular game species for hunting.
Squirrel season, the opening of squirrel season, was as big a deal for them growing up as the opening of deer season was. And it's a great opportunity to go out and make sure your marksmanship skills are honed. Squirrels are a lot more challenging to hunt than people think. And it's also a great opportunity to get young people outdoors. I know when I started hunting, when I was 12 years old in northern Pennsylvania, squirrel hunting was the first thing I did with my father, and I've got very fond memories of that. And because we do have a very long squirrel season here in West Virginia, it comes in September, and it runs all the way clean through February.
Ethan Barton there, biologist in the DNR's District 2 over in Romney, talking about the heritage of squirrel hunting in the state. The season is now open, and it will be for a while.
Squirrel hunting with dogs is fairly unique in West Virginia. It's pretty popular down here, and it was really challenging to get the dogs to really zero in on the squirrels, being able to see them and follow them from tree to tree because of all the leaves being on. But now that things are starting to drop, that certainly will open up a little bit better hunting opportunities, particularly for the fellows who use dogs to hunt.
Although not nearly as popular as squirrels, rabbits offer another unique hunting opportunity for those who can find the right habitat.
Yeah, rabbits in West Virginia, they're fairly abundant where you can find them. We're traditionally a very forested state. We actually have two species of cottontail here, and the most popular one that people hunt is the eastern cottontail, which is kind of what we would consider to be a farm game animal. You're usually going to find them farm country where you've got thickets and woody hedgerows with a lot of undergrowth. Now, out in certain areas of the state, in places southern West Virginia, northern West Virginia, where you've got more farm country, you can get into some pretty good rabbit hunting opportunities.
The other species, the Appalachian cottontail, is in the more dense woods of the highlands. And finally, there's coon hunting.
Again, with the mass crop as it is, it's probably going to be tough to get good coon hunting opportunities. They're going to be spread out across the landscape, but there's still going to be great opportunities for people to get out and run their hounds. And like we talked about a little bit earlier, coon hunting in West Virginia, it's a big part of heritage here.
I know everybody enjoys bow hunting, but you're depriving yourself if you don't take advantage of some of the great small game hunting here in West Virginia. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Reports.